will have to adapt its prevention methods accordingly, and precious metals will continue to stay in demand. As for me, I will continue to trust the Council of Noble Gold, a leading authority in the precious metals industry. If you have the kinds of questions I do about your financial mix and how to best leverage precious metals, I encourage you to go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Call their team for a free gold guide. Go to Noble Gold today and tell them Charlie Kirk sent you for a special gift with all qualifying transfers.
Listen, could Robert change your life?
At the age of 55, I started putting on weight, and I got to the weight of about 210 pounds. Always hungry. The heavier I got, the less energy I had. And about 6 months ago, I started taking the Andro 400, and I started realizing I had more energy. I felt better, and my mind was clearer, and I started losing weight. I went from my max weight was 215, and now I'm down to 176. My waist size has dropped from a 38 to a 32, and I've lost these big love handles I had on my side, and I just look a lot slimmer.
Since 2004, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and to look and feel their best. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. A NASA rover has landed on Mars in an epic quest to bring back rocks that could answer whether life ever existed on the red planet. The space agency says the six-wheel Perseverance hurled through the thin orange atmosphere and settled onto the surface Thursday, in the mission's riskiest maneuver yet. Mars has long been a death trap for incoming spacecraft. Perseverance will collect geological samples that will be brought back to Earth in about a decade to be analyzed for signs of ancient microscopic life. NASA's Bobby Braun says the return of the samples from Mars is much like a baton in a relay race.
The sample tubes will be filled by Perseverance. The sample retrieval lander will house this container, and they'll be placed within. And then the third element, the Earth Return Orbiter, will bring this container, triply sealed, back to the Earth.
Perseverance also sent back its first pictures from the Martian surface. Senate Republicans are calling for an investigation into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo over his handling of coronavirus deaths in the state's nursing homes.
The call comes in a letter from nine GOP members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to its Democrat chairman. In it, they lament what the letter describes as the needless deaths caused by the failed policies of the Cuomo administration. Cuomo has come under fire after it was revealed his administration waited to report thousands of nursing home deaths after Cuomo required those facilities to admit new residents, even if they had already contracted coronavirus. The letter describes Cuomo's alleged actions as, quote, more than irresponsible and very possibly criminal. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden's administration has joined Democrats on Capitol Hill in unveiling a major immigration overhaul. It would offer an 8-year pathway to citizenship to the estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. illegally. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada 65 and older will be eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine at retail pharmacies beginning next week. In making the announcement, Governor Sisolak said pharmacies in all 17 Nevada counties will be able to schedule those vaccine appointments for people 65 and older. The governor also announced the return of full contact sports, saying Silver State schools can resume practices and games. Well, a small sign things are getting better on the Strip. MGM Resorts announces it's extending operations at three properties, which have been closed midweek. Company officials say Mandalay Bay, Park MGM, and Mirage will be open for business 24/7 beginning on March 3rd. The company closed the hotel towers at the three properties back in November. MGM also recently announced the return of several live entertainment shows now that larger audiences are allowed. Well, chances are pretty good that at some point in your life you've seen a movie scene with the iconic giant donut on the rooftop of Randy's Donuts in Inglewood, California. The giant donut shop is near L.A. International Airport and is expected to expand to Las Vegas with seven new stores. They've been around since 1962.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash Interstate 15 northbound at Flamingo. Also expect some slow flows 15 south at Oakey. You're pretty much bumper to bumper as you work through there. Lane restrictions, that's causing some congestion. 215 west at St. Rose. And construction, that's 95 northbound at the 215 interchange.
Gather around. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Good to have you with us. Joining us now, Daniel Honcharoux from NPRI and this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Daniel, how is Carson City as we are now into week three of the 81st Nevada Legislature?
Carson City is as bizarre as it's been these past 2 weeks. We are now in day 18, I believe, of the legislative session, and lobbyists like myself are still prohibited from entering the building, as is the broader public. I was relieved to see that yesterday there was a lawsuit filed in federal court trying to essentially order lobbyists back into the ledge on constitutional grounds. Certainly hope that lawsuit succeeds. This is not the best way to develop and make legislation. The public has been completely kind of unaware of what's happening. We still have virtual meetings and committees. We have to call in to testify, and we're limited to a couple of minutes, and then they only allow 10 minutes for each side, so there are people who wait for an hour who are never even permitted to speak. It's a bit of a Wild West ledge these days. What can I say?
Let's talk about taxes. The one thing we all fear is that Democrats in control of the Assembly, the State Senate, and the governorship, that they're somehow going to try and create either new taxes or raise existing taxes. What kind of taxes are we talking about?
Well, so let's start at the beginning here, right? Because we know that back in January, Governor Sisolak, as is constitutionally required, submitted a balanced budget to the legislature, which required no new major taxes. So that was great to see. Now, of course, we know there are a slew of tax proposals upcoming, none of which have been introduced yet set aside to property tax bills. So let me just start naming off a few we expect to see in the coming week or two. We know we're going to see a $1 billion proposal to raise the state sales tax. That was petitioned by the Clark County Education Association, the teacher union down south. They also petitioned for a $300 million mining tax. Now, because both of those are petitions, the legislature has 40 days to either pass them, and if they do not, they will appear on the 2022 ballot. As I've said in the past, Dem leadership came out some weeks ago suggesting that they would not pursue both of these taxes, again, which would sum to be about $1.3 billion annually. But I'm not holding them to that promise yet, and I'll see it when I believe it. We also know there are mining taxes on the forefront. That involves a more complex constitutional process, likely to end up on the 2022 ballot as well. And of course, we know that it's always possible that we'll see a new proposal to either increase certain business taxes like the commerce tax or the modified business payroll tax or others. Quite frankly, at this point, because we haven't seen what tax hikers are thinking behind closed doors, some of this is speculation, but I imagine we'll see a lot more going forward.
Again, Daniel Honcharoo joining us from Carson City, where we are into week three of the 81st Nevada Legislature. There are two tax bills that are out. Can you talk about both of them? Both, by the way, increasing property taxes.
Yeah, so the bill numbers, well, they both originated in the Senate. Senate Bill 10 and Senate Bill 64 both propose to increase property taxes in a way that doesn't demand constitutional amendments. Some of your audience may be aware that Nevada's bifurcated property tax assessment system is, in fact, codified within the state constitution, so that can't be changed. Its basics cannot be changed without constitutional amendments, but there are some tangential reforms that Democrats are bringing that will raise property taxes, again, without requiring constitutional amendments. What SB 10 does, for example, is basically increase, you know, right now there's a cap on property tax assessments from year to year at 3%, but that's related to the Consumer Price Index. SB 10 essentially mandates that those 3% hikes will be met each year. So by its very nature, this will create revenue and will require a two-thirds vote to pass. SB 64 does something similarly. It decreases the rate of depreciation over a property's 50-year lifespan from 1.5 to 1%. Again, going to create new property tax revenues for the state to utilize as they best see fit. Now, when I see both of these property tax proposals, I'm reminded of how Governor Sisolak has, over the last 12 months, basically eroded all of Nevadans' property rights. Homeowners are suffering. Landlords haven't been paid rent in months, even when their tenants are still working full-time jobs. So the idea of increasing property taxes right now, when, again, Sisolak has dissolved property rights, is just an affront to taxpayers everywhere.
And again, just to underscore, the governor has submitted a balanced budget. Is there even a need for more revenue? That's the question I keep asking.
No, there is absolutely no need, and the governor's budget, concluded just that. We need to be a little austere here in our spending going forward. You know, times aren't so good right now. So again, I applaud Sisolak for the budget he delivered, not calling for any new major taxes. Of course, we still have 3 months of the session to see if it actually happens. But no, there is absolutely no need for any new taxation at any level of government right now.
Again, NPRI, Daniel Honcharu, the Director of Legislative Affairs for that organization, joining us as he does every week from Carson City. NPRI, by the way, broke some news just in the last day or so.
Yeah, so what I learned just last night from very reliable sources, and to my dismay, is that it appears that Democrat leadership in both the Senate and Assembly, and I'm, of course, referring to Senator Nicole Canizzaro and Assemblyman Jason Frierson, have noted their intention to completely ignore both of the proposals which would restrict the governor's emergency powers. There is AB 93 on the Assembly side proposed by Jim Wheeler, which would basically demand legislative consent beyond the first 15 days of an emergency. So the idea here is to limit the governor's powers, because right now in statute they exist in perpetuity. You know, here we are a year later and we're still in a, quote, emergency. On the Senate side, Keith Pickard's bill, Senate Bill 88, attempts to do something similar. But again, I have heard from very knowledgeable sources that Democrats don't even intend to hear these bills in committee. You might ask yourself, why is that? Well, I have a couple of thoughts. Maybe they're afraid of challenging Sisolak. Maybe they don't want to buck their party's top leader when he's in such a state of power right now. And I think also perhaps they just like the emergency legislative rules. I think a lot of proposals that the left brings forth through the legislature, especially in times like this where there is such little public involvement, might fail through when during other times with more public involvement they wouldn't. So maybe Democrats are content with the status quo. But again, you know, my best argument to them, to those that feel that way, is it's very conceivable that next year the state elects a Republican governor. And unless Democrats want that governor to have the same emergency authorities, basically unchecked one-man tyrannical power, then they have to amend the law now. And if they don't do so, they're going to pull a Harry Reid and they're going to regret it down the road, probably sooner rather than later.
Well, and you've always got to wonder when a Democrat governor is going to impose martial law or whatever this is that we're doing, for a climate change emergency or some other social justice emergency. It just opens the door to Pandora's box.
Yeah, I mean, climate justice, health care for all is a right, stuff like that could easily be deemed an emergency, probably not by any future GOP governor, but similar issues could be perceived, because Sisolak has now set this precedent where essentially none of his actions, with very few exceptions, have been successfully challenged. And we, in fact, released a report just a couple of days ago. You guys can view it at nevadapolicy.org, which outlines very precisely how he has misconstrued these statutes to benefit himself, to benefit his party, and to consolidate central power. I encourage everybody listening, view our report, and then call your assembly members and your senators and Ken Azzaro and Frierson specifically, you know, demand that these bills be heard and vetted in committee. I can't think of a more important topic during today's political climate than separation of powers, not having the legislature delegate their duties to the governor, you know, separation of powers doctrine exists for a reason, and right now we are just all over the place.
Daniel Honcharu joining us, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, and he will be there for the duration of the 120-day session. This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, also by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around. We're going to get to the bills Daniel likes and the bills that Daniel hates. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a Pew Research Center report, among U.S. adults 50 and older, the divorce rate has doubled since the 1990s. So how does that affect retirement planning? For some answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda.
Well, Steve, just look at what you have and divide it by two. That's how it affects it. Look at the house you have, cut in half. There was a story on the internet the other day about a guy who got a divorce settlement. The judge made him give half, so he actually got a chainsaw out and cut everything in half. Well, now he ruined everything, right? So now they have nothing left. But just think about the account balances you have now and think if you could live on half of that. And unfortunately, divorces are rising. It's happening. Howie Carr, who's a famous talk show host on the East Coast, featured my new guide the other day on his show. It's called Women and Money, Beginning Your Journey Towards Financial Wellness. Folks, there's a lot of women out there who are getting divorced. This is for you. I guess guys could do this too, Steve, but a lot of women are not quite as educated as the male in the household because traditionally the male has taken the leadership role. So now if you get divorced and don't have the person you've been depending on for money, this guide is invaluable to make sure you're on the right path. But Steve, any divorce is troublesome, and if you are in that situation, folks, let's make sure you get a proper plan put together based on your new stage of life. And it doesn't have to be as bad as you think it is. It's more important to be informed. So the next 10 people call, you'll get this guidebook that Howie Carr talked about. You'll also get my book, The 7 Baby Steps to Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. So vitally important as we approach retirement. And we'll put together your own retirement plan for you as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or better yet, just text the word VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation.
They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Daniel Honcharu joining us, Director of Legislative Affairs for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. We call it NPRI. This special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Paul Enos and all the men and women of the Nevada Trucking Association. One of our fun games that we play every week on this show, and that is bills that Daniel hates, bills that Daniel likes. Let's begin with the hate category, shall we?
Okay, the hate category is a bit heavy this week. It's a 3-to-1 ratio. Let's begin with Assembly Bill 19. Relates to education reform. There was a very controversial hearing which occurred on Tuesday. What this bill proposes to do is remove the subject of government from the standard K-12 social studies curriculum and replace government with multicultural education and financial literacy, among other things. And I will also note that this curriculum is proposed to apply to homeschoolers as well. So it's both a strong indication, I think, that social justice type teachings, you know, critical race theory, the 1619 Project, are coming soon to Clark County. And in fact, we've already seen the Washoe School District kind of publicly embrace some of these reforms as plotted out by the Biden administration. But this bill also saw massive opposition from homeschoolers, who I really just wish the state would leave alone. If they don't want to be a part of this corrupt K-12 monopoly, we shouldn't make them. So AB 19, we are a hard no on. We are trying to focus on teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, multicultural education, race relations. Anything like that, I think, should be a secondary concern when we're talking about educating our nation's youth.
And you know what's the most bizarre, and I'm sure you see it in Carson City, and when you move all your stuff back to Southern Nevada at the end of the session, you probably see it then. Most people, they don't know who their congressman is. They don't know how a bill is, you know, how laws are made. They don't know much about their government. That's something we ought to be starting in first grade, of you know, how a bill is made and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was younger, we would listen to or we would watch Schoolhouse Rock videos, and they would explain in very clear terms our country's founding principles: separation of powers, checks and balances, individual rights. It seems like none of that stuff now is being taught at the K-12 level. And if it is, it's being taught in a very biased way, so as to include a lot of the social justice teachings, which have become so controversial because all they seem to do is pit racial categories against each other. I'm not certain how this benefits society as a whole.
I want to ask you about another bill that you hate, and that is AB 57. And what, there's a hearing coming up in about a half hour on this?
Actually, I think I gave you bad info earlier. The hearing occurred today before the Assembly Committee on Education, and this bill really, really gets me too. For years, NPRI has bemoaned how teacher unions consistently fight to eliminate any kind of accountability that their member teachers have towards or in regards to student learning. So, you know, every year teachers are evaluated. It's a very watered-down kind of BS system where 99% of teachers are rated effective somehow in this state, even though statewide NAEP scores are among the lowest in the nation. And that reflects, again, a lack of accountability. And so what AB 57 does, under current law, pupil growth accounts for 15% of a teacher's performance review. What the teachers' unions are pushing and what AB 57 proposes to do is take that 15%